It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The First Lady's Visit.
Dr. Jill Biden spent a few hours in Utah this afternoon thanking teachers for their hard work over the past year. It's part of Teachers Appreciation Week, but the First Lady also encouraged Utahns to get vaccinated. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details on her visit.
After touching down in Salt Lake City, Dr. Jill Biden was greeted by Governor Spencer Cox, Salt Lake County Mayor Jenny Wilson, Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall, and members of Utah's congressional delegation. Organizers planned this visit to focus a lot on the community of Glendale, with a speaking event at Glendale Middle School, then participating in a pop-up COVID-19 vaccination clinic in Jordan Park.
People living in Glendale say it feels awesome that the First Lady would visit, and they normally don't get to see a lot of positive news about their community. And some Glendale Middle School students had the thrill of a lifetime today, playing their ukuleles for the First Lady of the United States.
Student Eli Kafusi, dressed in traditional Tongan clothes, got to put a lei around the First Lady's neck, and 13 or so students in the Glendale Ukulele Club playing for Dr. Biden. Is led by teacher Dane Hess. Dr. Biden also doing an assignment with another group of kids, the eighth graders in the class Techniques for Tough Times, wrote sayings highlighting what they find special about themselves. Dr. Biden doing it too, writing on the whiteboard, I am Jill, I am a mother, a nana, a teacher who believes all students can soar. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Well, Jill Biden is a Democrat. They're all Republicans, but members of Utah's congressional delegation welcomed the First Lady to the Beehive State. Senator Mike Lee issued a statement saying it's an honor to have you. Congressman Chris Stewart tweeted that he's thrilled the First Lady will see the progress Utah's made toward restarting the economy. Some Republicans, though, are not happy about the visit. The Republican National Committee condemned Dr. Biden's visit, saying she had no business visiting us without first stopping at the border to witness the influx of immigrants. KSL News Time 502, this is a first in Utah. Doctors at University of Utah Health say they've treated a man who suffered from blood clots after receiving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke has the story.
The man who's younger than 50 reported feeling leg pain about 10 days after he was vaccinated. After ruling out other causes, doctors at the U determined the blood clots they found were related to the vaccine. Dr. Yazoon Abu Ishmael was among those who helped diagnose and treat the patient.
This continues to be a very rare side effect. So, you know, to date there has been, I believe, more than 8 million doses of J&J vaccine that have been given out, and around 17 cases potentially identified.
The CDC is yet to confirm the case, which doctors say is even more rare among men. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
The U.S. is backing an international effort to waive patents on the COVID vaccine. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Biden administration is throwing its support behind efforts to waive intellectual property protections in an effort to speed the end of the pandemic. Trade Representative Katherine Tai announcing the government's position amid world trade talks over easing global trade rules to enable more countries to produce more of the life-saving vaccines. Teams of experts are projecting that COVID's toll on the U.S. will wane dramatically by the end of July. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the president's goal to get 70% of adults vaccinated by July 4th is attainable.
While we talk about 70% of this country, these outbreaks are local. They're happening in communities. And so if we don't have 70% in any given community, this virus will be an opportunist and we'll have outbreaks in those singular communities.
She says herd immunity must be attained in each community. Some prominent Republican lawmakers are calling for Liz Cheney to be removed from her position as the chair of the House Republican Conference. Cheney has been an outspoken critic of former President Trump. President Biden weighing in today.
It seems as though the Republican Party is trying to identify what it stands for. And they're in the midst of a significant sort of mini revolution.
Cheney has been under fire for repeatedly calling out the former president over claims of a stolen election. And a big day for space fans. Today marks the 60th anniversary of the first American in space. On May 5th, 1961, astronaut Alan Shepard climbed into a Mercury capsule named Freedom 7 for a brief suborbital flight that would provide vital data for the NASA space program.
The drogue is green at 21. The periscope is out.
The drogue parachute has deployed.
It's also a big day for Jeff Bezos' rocket company Blue Origin, the company opening the bidding for its first space tourism flight, which is scheduled for later this year. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report, and here's Ricky Meese.
Well, we do have a new accident. It's northbound I-15 in the downtown area, right about North Temple. They do have it moved out of traffic to the shoulder. You'll see a little bit of backup, but the bigger delays are waiting for you northbound I-15 between the Highway 89 split in Farmington to the base. Starting to see a little improvement on the delays southbound I-15 coming from Ogden at about 24th Street down to 5600 South and Roy, and delays southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, Murray, almost to 90th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:06. A mother and son are back together under a new program to reunite families separated at the border. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
It was a hug years in the making. A family separated under the Trump administration's policy to try to deter illegal immigration, now reunited. Sandra Ortiz and her son Brian sent in different directions 3 years ago. Sandra deported, then 15-year-old Brian first sent to a shelter, then living with relatives in California.
I was talking to her on the phone and everything, but still not making sure, like seeing her in person, being able to give her a hug and everything.
And when they reunited, Brian still couldn't quite believe it.
It feels like a dream. Like I was in the car and I was just like, this is finally happening.
ABC Cecilia Vega says they are the first reunited under a new program to bring families back together, but it still faces a huge risk.
The Biden White House says the Trump administration left them with little to no information about many of the families. To this day, there are still more than 400 children whose parents have yet to be located.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KSL News Time 5:07. A woman from Mali gave birth to not one, not two, but nine children. ABC's Inez de la Cotera has more.
Mali's Ministry of Health confirming a woman gave birth to nine babies, five girls and four boys. 25-year-old Halima Cisse had been expecting seven children, but did not know another two babies were on the way. Cisse gave birth in Morocco, where she was flown on March 30th for better care. The whole family is doing well and is expected to return to Mali in the next few weeks. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The U.S. birth rate fell 4% last year. Biggest drop in nearly half a century. That rate dropped for moms in nearly every age group, every race, every ethnicity. The CDC reviewed birth certificates for the entire year of 2020, and they say there were fewer pregnancies even before the pandemic started. KSL News Time 5:08 now. My Minute of News were brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. Most Americans know that Cinco means five, Mayo means May, and pass the tacos. This holiday is a great day for Chipotle. But you? You're about to hear the reason that Cinco de Mayo is more important than, say, Nueve de Mayo. 1862, same time the U.S. was fighting the Civil War. The new Mexican government had no money to pay back its loans to France. So Napoleon decided instead of money, he'd take over Mexico. He sent thousands of spit and polished troops across the ocean to invade. But a Texas-born general, Ignacio Zaragoza, massed a small, ragtag army of 2,000 Mexicans, and they fought back ferociously at the Battle of Puebla. Sun up to sundown, they stood strong against heavy artillery and 6,000 French soldiers, and when the dust settled, 500 Frenchmen were dead. The battle was won on May 5th, 1862. It was a huge boost to Mexican morale. The young country went toe-to-toe with mighty France and emerged victorious. And in Mexico today, this Cinco de Mayo, everybody goes to work, the banks are open, mail gets delivered. There'll be some public events, sure, but it's a minor holiday popularized in the 1980s by tequila companies looking to boost liquor sales.
Tequila.
Forget that song. This is Pedro Infante singing a patriotic song about the 16th of September.
Viva México, gritemos, que aunque estemos,
he's singing about the 16th of September because that's Mexican Independence Day, not Cinco de Mayo, which is just a minor holiday.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and we are coming out of emergency traffic for Davis and Weber County drivers. That's the good news. Steve, we'll give you an update. But for Salt Lake County drivers, delays are still waiting for you. Southbound I-15 between 4500 and 90th South, as well as eastbound on the South Belt from Redwood Road over to the I-15 junction. Slowdowns westbound, SR-201, 5600 West to about 72nd West, and a surface street crash. This is going to be 9200 South at about 6,000 West. Michelle?
Well, we're still running at posted speeds. I-15 in Utah County seeing some delays. This is on Pioneer Crossing, Lehigh's Main Street, going between I-15, Redwood Road. Redwood Road also a little tied up into Saratoga Springs. Steve?
And yes, northbound 15 still pretty busy from Lagoon up into Clearfield. Southbound 15 still backed up between Roy and 31st Street in Ogden. As the traffic starts to clear a bit following that accident, northbound 89, pretty busy from in spots from looks like Main Street up to Cherry Lane and from SR 193 up to I-84, and southbound 89, really busy between Harrison Boulevard and the I-84 ramps. Any-hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. Their technicians helped over 60,000 Utah homeowners last year. Google Any-Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kevin Eubank has the KSL hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Thursday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, sunny skies, temperatures in the upper 60s. We'll stay in the mid-60s for 7 and 8, low 60s for 9, and upper 50s for 10 under clear skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 69 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 5:12. Now we go in depth with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, a successful liftoff and landing for SpaceX's Starship rocket prototype in South Texas this afternoon. That's how the landing sounded after the rocket descended horizontally, then flipped and landed on a single engine. There was a small fire afterwards.
We do have a small fire at the base of the vehicle. Not unusual with the methane fuel that we're carrying as we continue to work on the test vehicle design.
Four previous Starship flights either crashed or exploded after landing. Now, the vehicle has several improvements over its predecessors. They include upgrades to its hardware, communication and navigation systems, and its massive engines, which are called Raptor engines. Now, the rocket is an early version of the vehicle that Elon Musk envisions will one day carry the first humans to Mars. Jeff?
The family of a man who was shot and killed by Unified Police is suing the department as well as the officers involved. KSL News Radio's Sage Miller has the story.
A $2.5 million civil lawsuit has been filed by a brother and cousin of Brian Pena Valencia, a 28-year-old man fatally shot by Unified Police last March. The lawsuit claims Valencia's death occurred because police officers unnecessarily escalated a situation due to lack of training. The Salt Lake County District Attorney ruled the lethal use of force against Valencia as unjustified in March of this year. Sage Miller, KSL News Radio.
Remember the CHOP zone? Let me refresh your memory. The Capitol Hill-occupied protest area in Seattle from last summer. Well, there's a small sign of life returning to normal there after last year's protest.
It was 8 months ago when police and protest groups squared off in Seattle's CHOP or CHAZ zone. Its name was fluid. Now on the verge of another summer, concrete barriers around the police precinct that was abandoned last year are coming down. Marla Beaver lives in the neighborhood.
I see the barriers are down, and it gives us a sense of things are moving along. Hopefully that things are getting better around here.
In the area, sidewalks are open again and traffic is flowing. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Garth Brooks is coming to Rice-Eccles Stadium this summer. You've heard about this. Well, he joined KSL 5 TV to talk about the upcoming show. Listen.
You guys were playing Thunder Rolls when we started, and all of a sudden it hit me.
I'm like a guy that goes, wow, Garth Brooks, I haven't seen him in like 5 years. I need to go see him. That's how he was a player. It felt like we haven't played in 10 years. So I'm kind of excited just to go watch myself.
Garth also took a moment this morning to wish a happy birthday to KSL's own Shara Park.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Shara.
You said my name.
Happy birthday to you.
Best birthday present ever.
That's great. Tickets for Garth's show July 17th go on sale tomorrow. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, a rare beast was spotted near the Great Salt Lake this week. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is joining me live. Nick, what did they see?
It's a wolverine, Jeff, and rare is an understatement. This is one of only about 5 confirmed sightings of the wolverine in Utah since the 1970s. Someone submitted video of the little guy walking across a dry lake bed at Antelope Island, but biologists went out there to try and find him, but they found no sign of it. No tracks, no nothing, even after watching this 35-second clip. The DWR says wolverines are more common in higher elevations, and it's likely this one was just passing through because Antelope Island isn't an ideal habitat for them. Even more rare, this sighting was in broad daylight, where they normally do their roaming at night, just like me, Jeff.
KSL News Time, 516. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Some Glendale residents say they're proud to be selected for Dr. Jill Biden's visit in Utah. They say they don't normally see big events like a First Lady's visit in their part of town. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
More on the First Lady's visit coming up during the in-depth. Second, University of Utah Health says it treated a man for blood clotting after he received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The U says he's now recovering at home. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We're still seeing delays for drivers on I-15 in Weber and Davis counties. For northbounders, the slowdowns stretch from Farmington all the way through Clearfield. And southbounders, it's heavy and slow from Ogden down to Sunset. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
70s and sunshine today, 80s return tomorrow. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 70 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney says the GOP is at a turning point. The embattled House GOP's conference chair explains in an op-ed piece in the Washington Post why she won't join other Republicans who continue to say that the presidential election was stolen. ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Right now, the Trump line of the party is clearly dominant. I think we're going to see a vote next week where Liz Cheney, the number three Republican in the House, and somebody who is under any measure a conservative Republican thrown out of leadership.
Facebook's oversight board is upholding a ban on former President Trump for now, and it's telling the social media platform to decide for how much longer.
They basically said, Facebook, you fix all this, you clean this up, you come up with those proper policies, you've got 6 months. And then they left open the door that they will then revisit that decision in 6 months, but they certainly haven't committed to it one way or another.
Vivian Schiller with the nonprofit Aspen Digital. Mr. Trump issuing a statement calling the ban an embarrassment to the country. President Biden explaining what's on the menu for his restaurant revitalization fund.
Restaurants, bars, bakeries, and other eateries already flooding the Small Business Administration for up to $10 million per company to match what they lost during the pandemic.
To cover payroll, rent, utilities, supplies.
President Biden saying they're prioritizing small women, veteran, and disadvantaged restaurants to help the nearly 12% of Americans who depend on the food industry to pay their bills. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The White House says it backs waiving intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccines, hoping doing so will bring an end to the pandemic more quickly. Baltimore's John Means threw a no-hitter in today's 6-0 win over Seattle. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth.
The First Lady's Visit. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Dr. Jill Biden paid a visit to Glendale Middle School this afternoon during Teacher Appreciation Week. A teacher herself, Dr. Biden paid tribute to all the teachers who struggled to do their job through the pandemic.
So what's it like being an educator this year? Well, it's been hard, hasn't it? There's no denying that. And there have been losses that we'll never get back. Lost time with each other. Lost learning. and the loss of so many who we love.
And despite the pandemic setbacks, Dr. Biden said there are things to celebrate.
There's been hope, too. And I've been so inspired by the generosity and the creativity and the dedication of educators across this country. In fact, I saw that today, the way educators here have helped children express themselves and find their voice through music and art. Because that's what you do, right? You help students navigate a world that they don't always understand.
There she is, a professor of English at Northern Virginia Community College, the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden, visiting the Beehive State. She's made her way now to Las Vegas. KSL News Time 520. It's time for Triple Team Traffic. We're done with emergency traffic, Ricky.
We are done with emergency traffic. That's always good news. We do have a problem, though, in West Jordan. It's an accident with possible injuries. Southbound Mountain View Corridor, 9200 South. The medics have left, but the crash is still over to the left. And then slowdowns are waiting for you westbound SR-201, 5600 West to 7200 West. If you're southbound I-15, delays from Murray at 4500 South, almost to 90th South, and then slowing on I-215 South Belt. Some on the westbound side scattered from 13th East over to I-15, but on the eastbound side, it's heavy and slow from just after Redwood to the I-15 junction. Michelle?
Well, we have a minor slowdown. This is southbound I-15 going through Pleasant Grove for drivers on Pioneer Crossing and Lehigh's Main Street, seeing some building traffic there. Redwood Road also a little slow as you're going from SR-73 into Saratoga Springs. Steve?
And still a slow ride in Davis County, northbound 15 between Lagoon and Clearfield right now. Now for southbounders on I-15, expect a slow ride as well from Midland Drive all the way down into Sunset. Most of those backups due to an earlier crash. Northbound Highway 89, slow in Fruit Heights up to Cherry Lane and from SR-193 up to I-84. Even southbound Highway 89, busy this afternoon between Harrison Boulevard and the I-84 ramps. And a crash westbound 12th Street at 1200 West in Ogden. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's order up the 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Pretty day out there. Lots of sunshine, temperatures in the low 70s. Tonight, mostly clear and 49. How about 84 and sunny on Thursday? Yeah, it'll be the warmest of the next seven. We'll stay in the low 80s, a little breezy on Friday ahead of a cold front that'll come in Friday night. There'll be a chance for a little overnight rain Friday into Saturday, and then temperatures through the weekend, mid-60s under mostly sunny and partly cloudy skies. Another chance for a storm arrives Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
70 degrees in Salt Lake City. You've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 522.
Is this the real life? Is this just
Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news?
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the sky.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.